Lord, for the opportunity to sing and to worship you and to think of your great faithfulness to us, your mercy and your glory. Let our hearts be open, Lord, to hear your words speaking into our lives and changing us to make us more like Jesus. Amen. Regardless of, unlike, I should say, what it says in the bulletin today, I've chosen today to call this talk Stubborn Hearts and Useful Hands. Stubborn Hearts and Useful Hands. Our studies in Mark's Gospel have brought us to the point now in our teaching in this church, we're going through Mark's Gospel, have brought us to the point of our Lord's teaching on the Sabbath and tensions that build around his ministry. We know the history here. The last words of chapter 2 says, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." In this short passage, we read questions about the Sabbath. We read about plots to catch Jesus out in some supposedly illegal act, a miraculous healing, hard hearts and minds, and a question. In all of this, I'd like to focus on the actions of God. How do we understand God's actions then and now in our lives? And what is our response to God's actions, Lord's actions, in our lives, day by day, around us? These scriptures read by... just read to us, sorry, I get these mental freezes, read to us this morning. Talk about something that happened a long time ago, but they still speak to us today, don't they? God's word is fresh and new each day to us. So what spiritual lesson can we learn from these events that have just been read to us? The passage begins with another time, once again, the words that's used in chapter 2. This is the last of five miraculous events that are recorded in the scripture in Mark's Gospel, proving Jesus' authority, proving who he is, proving to the people around him who he was at that time. This is not an ordinary man. This is not one of the Old Testament prophets come back to life. This is something different. This is something new. And he proves it to us today as well in our lives, that he is something new, he is something different. He changes our lives because he is God. No man can do the miracles that Jesus did, and they prove his claim to be the Son of God. Another time, it was the Lord's habit to attend regular worship and to teach about God, his Father, and to proclaim the gospel message. That's the central theme of Mark's Gospel, the words, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is here." It was true 2,000 years ago, it's still true today. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Another time, regular church attendance is not only a good habit, but a command, and the Lord demonstrated this to us in his person. We see that around him, there were people who watched him closely. The scripture says they wanted to find fault and accuse him. But others, in the background perhaps, you can see in this, how can we know what was happening, but it's simply a picture. In the background, there's another group of people who are listening as well and watching and thinking and learning. What's Jesus going to do next? Who is this man? What does it all mean? People watched him closely. "Now, lads," said the late Duncan Matheson, a Scottish evangelist, to a lot of boys who'd been converted at his meetings, the people here are not in the habit of reading their Bible to learn what God says to them. But I'll tell you what they'll read. They'll read your lives and weigh very carefully to see if you really are what you profess to be. Another Christian has said, "We need to learn that our behaviour should reflect our beliefs." Verses 3 to 5 now. Jesus said to the man with a shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Now that's a bit embarrassing. Then Jesus asked them, which is lawful on the Sabbath to do? To do good or do evil? To save life or to kill? But they remained silent. He looked around at them and the people at them, I think is that small group. He looked at them with anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts and said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was completely restored. Only God can take a hand that's withered, atrophied from muscle disuse, nerve damage, we don't know what it was. Only God can make something brand new, whole, complete from something that's withered and dead. Only God can do that. How do we understand the actions of God then and now in our lives? Often in our lives, day by day, the actions of God that I see are not miraculous or spectacular, but they're God's action nevertheless. They're ordinary in some ways, but they mean much to us. In your life, you may have seen miracles. I have. You may have seen something like this spectacular, amazing, an undeniable act of God. But most of us don't see those things very often. Many of us have seen God's grace and mercy and indeed healings. And we know that this indeed was an act of God. This was God's work. And God often sends people into our lives or answers prayers in a special way. And we know that was the hand of God. Do we see the hand of God every day, this activity in our lives? Or is it just special things, special times, or occasionally? The hymn says, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder behold the works thy hands have made, I sing how great thou art, how great thou art. Creation all around us proclaims the Creator. God is at work every day to will and to do of his good pleasure. Remember the old song, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. God is at work and present in our lives every day. Yes, absolutely. There is not a day when God's on holiday. God is there. Many of us will know the gift of hope and courage that's renewed every morning, as the scripture says, and we heard this morning, great is thy faithfulness. I came across a small poem that I'd like to share with you. It might not mean much to some, but it meant something to me. So I'll read it to you, and the words are here for you to see. Perhaps at the back, it'll be hard for you to read. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash this little bird. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. One of the greatest gifts of God is hope. Hope. We see from this text in Mark chapter 3 a variety of reactions both to what the Lord was going to do and what he did. This is typical of any group of ordinary people. Was this healing legal? Was it proper? What did the healing mean? It was the Sabbath, a special day for these Jewish people, still is. And these people have been told since they were babies that it's wrong to work on the Sabbath. You don't do that. That's a rule. But before we pile on and say, how could these people be so wrong? How could they not just see and just think? Some of them were very good people, reacting to something that was new and different and strange to them. And that's normal for us as humans. Think of the times that God might have acted in your life in a way you didn't expect, and it was new and strange. You didn't know or understand how to respond to that at that time. It can be hard to know sometimes what's the right response and godly response in some situations. Think of the challenges we as a church experienced in the years of COVID, where we had some difficult decisions to make. It was difficult to know what to do, what was right and what was wrong. So what does this miracle mean? First of all, it's proof and a demonstration of God's amazing power and extraordinary need. It's proof to one person that God loved him enough to heal his hand that was useless. He was an outcast. He couldn't do his work. He couldn't do things. And God loved him enough to heal him at that moment. Let's look at what the Lord's reaction was to the situation. And this is an eyewitness account of people who were there and wrote these words down. It's recorded in the Bible, God's word. He looked at them in anger and deeply distressed of their stubborn hearts and said, "Is it better to do good or evil?" They surrounded him, and he knew that the root of their opposition and anger and enmity against him was in the hardness of heart. Being angry at sin and their hardness of heart. Truly, there are none so blind as those who will not see. There's another meaning or understanding of this miracle. One writer says, "Here is a picture of the grace of God to our souls. Our hands are withered and useless, weakened and disabled. We must stretch forth our hand, even as we can, lift them to God and lay hold on eternal life in Christ." Now that's a bit of an old-fashioned way of saying things. What it means is many of us perhaps feel inadequate, feel that things are too hard, they're piled on top of us, or life is just a struggle. Reach out to God and see him heal and strengthen. How do we respond to God? How do we see and react to things that sometimes we see things not as they are, but as we are? Sometimes when God acts and some things happen, we see things not as they are, but as we are. Response to God's work in your life can bring release and freedom from anger and resentment. And much of God's work in us has to do with relationships. The Lord taught his people to pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. The actions of God, how do we understand these things and how do we respond to them? Do you feel that you have a withered heart that you would really like the Lord to heal? Perhaps this short passage is a message for you to stand up and stretch out in obedience to him, not fearing what others will think of you, but knowing that by faith he will make you whole. We see in this passage conflict around religious dilemmas or rules. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. He is Lord of our lives and those who love and serve him. And the question, is it right to do good and heal or to kill? You'd think the answer to that was obvious, but hatred and hard hearts make people blind to God's actions. Sometimes it's hard to understand the things that happen to us in life. Tragedies, loss, hardship. I think all of us in this room know exactly what I'm talking about at some point or other. How do we respond to God in these times? There's a range of responses, aren't there? It might not be easy. There's no simple or easy answers for this, but there's always hope. There's always hope. Just as the sun rises every day, we know that the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord, for the scriptures that teach us sometimes things that are hard to understand and process. On the surface, it's a story, but it reaches into our lives and our hearts to change us too through your Holy Spirit. Help us to learn the lessons in our lives that we need to learn, that you're trying to say to us. Lord, we're so grateful for the encouragement we gain in hope that you give to us day by day, just as the sun rises and the sun sets. You are faithful every day and forever and forever. Amen.